Yeah, look, I was very pleased with especially the first half performance. You know, I think we kind of controlled the game with a number of chances, and then second half, when you're sitting at 2-0, it's always quite, you know, you're just one mistake away from getting back in the game. So there's a little bit of edginess that we'd like to try and rectify in future games, but it's about 3 points, we've got it, now it's a case of focusing on the derby.
I mean, you think of Paulus and
miss
in the penalty as well, you know,
could have been... He actually came over to the side during the game to tell us it wasn't a miss, it was the goalkeeper got touching it, but I'll take a look back in the video. there was a couple of chances, when Clarke had one, that Shanks put him in, and then obviously Peter, and then we've got the penalty, so, you know, we could have been sitting more comfortable, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, it's about getting 3 points on the board and then focusing on the big game Friday.
There's been plenty spoken about the
ones,
but I mean, another 2 goals, it's been a sensational start.
Aye, look, we knew that when we brought them, that's why we were desperate to get them. You know, the first I came in just before the January window, in the first window, trying to get him all over the summer. And then when I got the phone call to say that he was coming, you know, I was delighted, you know, because I know that you put the ball in that area, then, you know, 9 times out of 10 it's going to the back of the net, and he's proven that. But, you know, we have to make sure that we keep supplying them, and we also, you know, look to get goals from other areas of the team as well.
I take it, I'll keep taking the pens, will
I? He takes the pens, he'll take the by kicks, throw-ins, corners, everything, you name it, he's taking them. No, look, he's been great, I'm really pleased with him, but today was yes, he put the ball in the back of the net, you know, but I thought the rest of the players, the delivery into him, the passes into him, but also we asked Butcher to go back and play right centre-half today because Conway had a little bit of an issue that we didn't want to flare up. Ian Harts comes in, then King comes on as well. So all in all, I thought, you know, we're pretty dominant against a very good side who, you know, had a good start to the season.
Mullen was particularly dangerous, wasn't he?
Yes. He's quick, he's direct. He's one that we've got high hopes for him. People forget he's been about for a long time. He's still quite young. He's only 22. You know, so it's just that end product that we need to get, because everything else is there in his game. You know, we got it a few times a day, we got the slip pass, we got the cross, so he just has to maintain that.
As well as that quality you get from the front players, the work ethic was terrific. I mean, that pressing from the front, how big a part of that is?
That's massive, you know, it's a big part of the game for us. You know, we have 2,500 fans, over 2,500 fans that come down to the game. They expect you to work harder. You know, they work all week to pay for their ticket and their bus, you know, to come down here. So first thing they ask for is that you go and work, you know, and if you've got, you know, your two strikers and, you know, Peary's, you know, fittest guy at the club, what's so hard, and then you've got your top goal scorer who works hard, at there's no excuses for anybody else. You know, so we just need to continue doing that, you know, and make sure that we do the basics well. If we do that, which is pressing, which is, you know, the defensive side of it, the attack side, it'll take care of itself.
It sets you up perfectly for the derby, doesn't it?
Aye, but as you all know, you know, it doesn't matter what the form guide is, and I know it's an old saying, but you can go into having won 10 in a row or get beat 10 in a row. There's no favourites going into a derby. It's who turns up on a night, who can handle the pressure, you know, who can get on the front foot, and who can and get a lead, because generally the first goal in a derby will win it.
Cheers, Robbie.